All right, everybody, come on in here. Grab a seat. If you're standing in the back, come in and find a seat with us. We're going to get started here. Quick question, show of hands. I've talked to a few people about this evening. How many people on Halloween weekend watched a horror movie? Raise your hand up high. Let's see. All right, who watched one that was like, no, this was legit. This was really, okay, what was it? Split? Oh, is that the split personality? The commercials, the guy was like crawling real fast. Okay, got it. I heard there's this big surprise ending, right? No, he's gone. All right. How many people in here wore a costume on Halloween weekend? What occasion? What, like, did you go trick-or-treating? Oh my, everything is in air quotes.
Yeah, it was like it was canceled. We had a Halloween party.
Okay. Great, sounds awesome. Wait, you want to tell about your costume? Oh my gosh, she made it? Garfield? What were you, what did you go as?
I went as a football player.
A football player, of course. She said, which one? She was a generic football player. All right, y'all. Hey, this is the moment in the semester where you start to feel sad because including this week, we only have 3 meetings left. So after this week, we'll only be together 2 more times. So at the end, before I send you off to your classrooms, I'll remind you where we're at in the curriculum, but there's really 2 more letters that we have to do, the new habits and the go and share. And so if you have kept up with us so far, like you are almost there, and I want to encourage you, continue walking the steps towards healing through the finish line of book work. But remember, and we'll really emphasize this next week with new habits, like walking these steps is something we do for all of our lives. Every single day we say, help. We entirely trust God. We assess if there's any sin in our life, in any situation. We seek God, see how he wants our life to change. We initiate reconciliation anywhere there's relational brokenness. We live out new habits that are glorifying to God, and we go and we share with everybody we can what God has done. So we're always going to be walking these out, but getting through the curriculum, learning them, practicing them, there's a finish line to that, and it's coming up in just 3 weeks. I wanted to remind you guys and encourage you to finish strong. So here's what we're going to do tonight. I told you, you're going to have a lot more time in your step groups tonight. So we're going to get a student testimony. I'm going to introduce her in a second. Then I'll recap forgiveness and amends really quickly. And then we'll give you guys extra time. Your leaders are prepared to do maybe a few different things this week. If you guys feel like you've discussed all the book work last week, there's some applications you guys can do together to spend your time together, I think, really productively this evening. So let me pray and I'll introduce our testimony. Well, Lord, I thank you so much for this group. I just thank you for the stories that you are writing with so many lives in here. I thank you for bringing them to Watermark. I thank you for bringing them to Regeneration for Students. I thank you for all the leaders and just their willingness to open their lives up to let you do a work of transformation in their own hearts, and then their eagerness to come to a place like this to share this with young people. So, Lord, I pray that you would continue the work that you've begun this semester and help us all to finish strong this book work for this session. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Mason, I did this last week. I interrogated our testimony. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. This is funny. I remembered while you were sharing that maybe 2 years ago or 1 year ago, on Halloween, we went trick-or-treating together.
Yeah.
That's an interesting fact, isn't it? It's Halloween weekend. It wasn't just the two of us. That would be strange. But I was taking my kids with some neighbors, and the neighbors had older siblings that she's friends with, and her friends were there, and it was just this big pack of people. And then we were like chilling. I don't remember what you dressed up as.
I honestly don't
football
either.
Football player, maybe, generic football player. but yeah, so, I mean, we go way back to Halloween days.
Way back.
So, hey, you said, I came to Regeneration wanting to find healing in the broken relationship I had with my dad. Can you give everybody an update? Like, did that relationship change? Or, like, how did you have an amends conversation? Like, what happened?
In all honesty, well, we did have an amends conversation. So when I went through Regen after going through this step, I prayed the prayer that was put in the book and was able to ask God for forgiveness for the part that I played in our relationship. And then after a few weeks of talking to step groups and also just like my small group, I thought it was best to sit down and have a one-on-one conversation with my dad and ask him for forgiveness and repents for the sins that I created in our relationship. And since that conversation, I wouldn't say our relationship has really changed, but it changed me and I've changed a lot since then.
That's awesome. Was that intimidating or scary? So I think about so many people in this room. So we're on that step this week. Mm-hmm. Like you're coming in the middle of it. So they're thinking about, okay, some people have wronged me, but my response maybe even has wronged them. Or some people like I've wronged. And that's kind of what you described with your dad. But when it's somebody that's older than you, or like your parents are an authority, and you also depend on them for, you know, money and that car you wrecked the other day. that was another fun story with Mason. I won't go into it. But I saw her have a car wreck. It was incredible. Everything's fine now. Look, she's here. But like we just, our paths keep crossing like
all
this.
All the time.
So anyways, was that intimidating or scary? Like, how did you get over that? Like, I don't want to like have that conversation with my dad.
It definitely was very intimidating. And I was I didn't want to have that conversation at first. But prayer definitely changed my heart and wanting that conversation just felt a lot less scary over time. Not really because I had done anything, but I guess just the Lord easing and putting peace into my heart. And also, I had talked, like I said, like my small group leaders were willing to be present with that conversation. So I had older people that were willing to like step in if I needed that. But I chose just to have that conversation on my own. And yeah.
That's awesome. So tell everybody a little bit more about your small group. And then that's the last question mm-hmm. I promise I'll ask you. But I know not everyone in this room like has even participated in a small group. And I would love nothing more. We're going to talk more about it next week, like to get everybody involved in one. Or some people are in one, they like haven't gone in a while or just like not that consistent. So what's your experience been? And how did they, like, did you tell them what you were learning or what God was doing when you were doing Regeneration for students, or did you tell them after? So just general small group question.
Okay.
Go.
Well, I've been in a small group since sixth grade, so 5 years now? Yeah, about 5 years now. And I have had a lot of leaders, but have had four consistently for the past few years, and it's been just the biggest blessing in my life. I don't come from a family who believes in God, and I'm not surrounded with like Christians in my home life. And so having people to constantly encourage me just as I walk through life with the Lord has been very fruitful. And so, yeah, when going through Regeneration, I had another friend who was also going through it at the same time in my small group. And we gave weekly updates just as to what it looked like and how it was changing our life. And we even, there's some important things that we could bring from Regen to our small group, and just like the importance of making our sin struggles known and then how to respond truthfully. And that was definitely a big part of our small group.
So it kind of changed your small group. That's awesome. So small group, by the way, is you have four adult leaders that mm-hmm. are like Watermark members, and then you have peers that are all same grade, generally live in the same area or go to your school.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's what a small group is. Hey, you guys, give it up for Mason. Way to go, Mason. Thank you. I shouldn't do that because now when I ask you guys to come back and share your testimony, you're like, no, I don't want the Dave Q&A at the end. But she did great, and you guys will do great if you come back and get to do this. Hey, let me remind you guys where we are, then we're going to go to our step groups. Matthew 5:9 was something we talked about last week. It's in your curriculum, where Jesus is going through, in scriptures, it's called the Sermon on the Mount. But this is how the Sermon on the Mount, it's the longest recorded sermon we have of Jesus, and it begins with all these blessings. And Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers. And so often, if we're honest in our life, we're either peace breakers or peace fakers, where we either do something to disrupt peace, or if somebody disrupts peace with us, we fake like, oh no, it's okay. But Jesus calls us to be peacemakers. And it's something totally different than just faking it like, oh no, it's fine. It's actually taking action to either forgive people that have wronged us or make amends for wrong that we've done. And that is how we can be children of God, because God is a peacemaker with us. So the step that we're on is the letter I, initiate reconciliation. We say that we're going to do our part. We're going to do, as far as it depends on us, we're going to do what we can do to make peace with others by following God's plan, two things, for forgiveness and amends. And so remember, your chapters this week were, making peace through forgiveness, making peace through amends, and then you had the footprint, the peacemaker plan. Quick definitions before we send you off. Remember, forgiveness is a decision to trust God with justice and vengeance. So that's a prayer between you and God. You say, God, I forgive this person or this thing for what happened. And it's vertical. It's between you and God. And then you have horizontal. We have the prayer, real quick. The vertical prayer is where you insert, all right, dear God, I've been hurt by. And I would encourage you guys to consider, you can talk this out with your leaders, but picking one that's been hard for you and maybe saying this prayer out loud tonight when you're with your step groups. Like, stop and go around the circle and pray this prayer out loud and put in what happened and who it was. This is kind of weird. I do this sometimes. There's nothing magical, but it helps me. I picture myself holding on to anger or resentment with like a clenched fist. And so sometimes when I pray, just as a symbol, I'll hold my hand out open. And so as I'm praying, I'm like, I'm giving my desire for justice, my anger to you. And I imagine like the Lord like taking it out of my hand into his own hand. So you don't all have to do that. That might be weird if we're all sitting around like, oh, but like for me, and maybe you just do that when you're alone at home, like that's helpful. So that's a free tip. Let me define amends and we'll get you out of here. Amends is doing our part to repair the damage of sin. And we talked about the five parts to amends that all start with the letter A. We admit when we're wrong, we apologize for it. And not just that, but we ask for forgiveness and then we accept it, the consequences if they're there. And then we alter our behavior. We change the way we're acting. So remember on page 112, you had a plan. It was a cross. And you wrote down names of people you need to make amends with. And your leaders, I've asked them to really hold you accountable and challenge you. If you haven't had one of those, like Mason described, that you would schedule one this week. And I said, all right, pick a date that you're going to do it by. Commit to the group. The leader's going to set a reminder. They're going to pray for you. They're going to follow up with you and check in with you. They're going to celebrate with you when you've done that. But I want to challenge everybody, get started and then go through your whole list as you go. Remember, this doesn't stop when the program stops. And then you also have the vertical column to pray all of those forgiveness prayers. And that's something between just you and God. All right, here's the recap of the calendar. This is November 2nd. We're on Initiate Reconciliation. We're finishing it. And then next week, you got to get through all of the New Habits lessons and come ready to discuss. And then for the final week, you'll complete the Go and Share lessons. And we won't have a testimony on 11/16, but 11/16 will be a little bit of time in your step groups celebrating what you've learned and how God has worked in your life. And then we're all going to come down here and we'll have somebody from each step group share a testimony. And so the Go and Share lesson will help you prepare what Mason has prepared and came and shared tonight. the story of what you learned and what God did in your life. And so you'll all have that ready. And then one or two people from each step group will come up here and we'll kind of have an open mic and we'll all get to be encouraged to hear what God did this semester. So make sure these last 2 weeks are high priority. You work hard, get through new habits, get through Go and Share, and then we come and share what God did.